AP News for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Ben Thomas. The White House has directed federal agencies to get ready for a shutdown after House Republicans left town for the weekend with no viable plan to keep the government funded. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing.
A new federal investigation of the Baton Rouge Police Department. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The FBI has opened a civil rights investigation into claims in recent lawsuits that Baton Rouge police assaulted and strip-searched drug suspects they detained in a warehouse known as the Brave Cave. Since the first complaint was filed last month, the city's mayor has ordered the facility closed. The police department has disbanded its street crimes unit, and an officer at the center of the allegations resigned and was arrested on a simple battery charge. This latest scandal adds to a long list of corruption and misconduct allegations plaguing the department. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Ukrainian missile strike hit the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in Crimea Friday. Stormy weekend ahead for the Mid-Atlantic. Tropical storm Ophelia is gaining strength over warm Gulf Stream waters. A hurricane watch for eastern North Carolina. In a special delivery on the way, Norman Hall explains.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cupful of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a 7-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA Recovery Manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
And the autumnal equinox arrives Saturday. This is AP News. In case you missed it,
911, what's the address of the emergency?
This was not the typical emergency call.
We got a pilot in the house, and I guess he landed in my backyard.
A South Carolina resident, a puzzled dispatcher.
I'm sorry, what happened?
And a Marine who lost his F-35.
We have a military jet crash. I'm the pilot. We need to get rescue rolling. I'm not sure where the airplane is. It would have crash-landed somewhere. I ejected.
The jet kept flying for more than 60 miles before crashing. The Marines say flight control software designed to protect pilots in emergencies could explain how it kept flying. As for why it took more than a day to find the wreckage, the Corps says the aircraft is designed to erase all secure communications once a pilot ejects. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.